At the funeral yesterday, which I, you know, even saying funeral, to me it was just a remembrance. It was a celebration of life. And I was thinking of how they gave us all seeds to plant. And I even told Julie, I said, you know, I'm going to get just a couple of them because they spread. I said, what I'll do is put those in a big pot for you. And I was thinking of how it's a forget-me-not. It's a forget-me-not. And I know if Marge was here, exactly that would be her words. Forget-me-not. Not the old I, the new I, the one that liveth. Liveth. We live by the faith of the Son of God. She had a new life, and she planted seeds. So every time we see those seeds, it's forget-me-not. Remember the things that were planted. Remember what she done in Christ. She wants to remember her bridegroom. Remember her, the one who gave himself, died for her. He was the first fruit. Well, he was the first fruit that many may come after. And what kept coming to me was a seed. And a seed brings forth, once it's planted, it brings forth one of its own kind. And I was thinking, if you plant an orange, you're not going to get a walnut. It's like you plant to get what you planted in the ground. And with hope, you wait for it. Just like you plant the seed, the word of God, to your children. You plant it maybe to your spouse. Maybe they don't come to church, or maybe you have planted it somewhere else. What kind of seed have you planted? What kind of seed? And I was thinking of just yesterday in the time of the seed and everybody. I sat there and thought in my mind, what would you think if so-and-so passed? I mean, I look around this room and I could think of just right here, things in the spiritual that have been sown in my heart because of those who were faithful with the word of God. Does that mean just preachers? Does that mean just a teacher? No, the word of God that's in you, you are spreading that same love wherewith he hath loved you. And I got to thinking, someone sent me, Susan, sent me a picture of what she had drawn. And I'm sitting there praying. And I kept thinking of people who do things but don't get counsel from God. How are you going to give the whole counsel of God if you don't pray for counsel? I need your counseling, Lord. I need you to tell me, which way do you want me to go with this? And the picture was about you plant the word of God. And it begins to grow. But we plant the word. The seed is the word of God. The ground is our heart. And our hearts, sometimes God has to get that ground really toiled and broken up so that seed can even be planted in the correct way. Our hearts, we are to bring forth fruit. And I thought of, I said, I love you. Or someone said, I love you. So it's, I love you, and have you ever had someone say, I love you more? I have. I tell George, I love you, he says, I love you more. I go, well, I love you much more. But think about that scripturally. That's how we love. I love you because he first loved me. How can I love you much more? Because he loves me much more. And once he loves me much more, it's like then he loves me even more until it's all overcome by one word, love. Three little words. How many times do we use three little words really with the expression of love? I love you. I thought of Peter. Peter, lovest thou me? And he said, I do love you, Lord. You know I love you. And he said, feed my lambs. His lambs. How are you going to be able to feed a lamb if you don't have the food they need as a lamb? How am I going to love if I don't know how to love you? Each person needs a love, an expression of love to do what? Once that seed is planted, do you know it's planted, it's watered, but it's nurtured. Nurture. Love nurtures. It takes care. It is taking total care of it. But the Lord said, perfect love. When your love is perfect, and he is perfecting it. If you think he isn't, that's okay. The word of God says he will perfect that love. He is perfecting it because perfect love will cast out fear. Have you ever been afraid of somebody or afraid of what you would do around them, or you're afraid of doing this or whatever, anything? You're afraid to pray. There's a good one. You're afraid to step out and pray. Perfect love is going to cast out that fear. Perfect love. It's like, I have loved you perfectly. And my love will never fail. My love is going to endure forever. Not as a man loveth, not as a man thinketh. It is worth talking about agape love. Real, genuine, nurturing love. Then we're going to go over to 1 Peter 1 and look at verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by traditions from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ as the Lamb without blemish and he's without spot. Why in Song of Solomon? Why is she but one? She's undefiled. She is taking her place in him, the one without blemish, the one without spot. He washes us and cleanses us by the washing of the water of the word. We're being kept by the very power of God. And he says then, being born in verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth, how long? Forever. Forever. I think in Revelation, I think it was the church of Sardis. They had the robe. They were saved. But when you think about this, it says they live and abide, or they remain. The fruit that remains. Do you know that says it exactly? It's right there in the word of God. The part that remained was their salvation. It's like where God said, you know, a lot of people say where they were never saved because God said he would not blot their name out. He won't, because when you're born again, it's secure. We want to see what kind of fruit. I want to see the fruit that comes from this life. Have you planted any seeds lately? Have you shown or preached the word of God? And for what? To edify, to mature the plant, to grow it up so it can bring forth fruit. Today, people think as a man. My thoughts aren't your thoughts. You know, I was thinking of the one in the scripture, I think it was Moses. They went to him and they said, these prophets are coming in preaching. They're coming in here talking and everything. He said, I wish that all would preach the word of God. You see, that's a change of heart. Well, I want to do that. What do they think they're doing that? You know, I mean, these are just thoughts of the natural man. It really is. But you have to learn to discern what spirit is that. That is not the spirit of Christ. That is a jealousy. That is an envy. That's a bitter. That's strife. It causes divisions. But not the incorruptible seed. It's pure. She is but one. She is undefiled. When you stay in the word of God and you begin to take that and someone preaches that, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Help our unbelief, O Lord. Preach the word. Preach the word. That's how the plant's going to grow. And there are so many in the churches in Revelation that as I was reading them, I remember the Lord said, what part? If you take the local, dispensational, and you take the personal application of the churches, what part will you be found in? That's pretty deep. You go in and you study the Word of God. Which reward are you going to have? What is it? And it's not of works that I do. It's because of what Paul did. Paul said, my time of departure is at hand. He said, and there is now laid up for me a crown. He knew it. Why? He knew it because he had that hope. He believed. He preached the Word of God. He walked in the way God wanted him to walk. I believe he was chastened. He had to accept correction. Because if we don't get corrected, we can't enter in. It's like we have to know and be instructed in the ways of righteousness. In the ways of righteousness. And I was thinking about all my teachers, the different ones who have taught me through the years. And it's like, that's those seeds. That's what I can't forget. I can't forget the last year of class that Norm taught, that he taught that class. But it was Jesus. It was Christ in him, the hope of glory. You preach the word. Your hope is not what you see. It's what you cannot see. You know that you have that hope. The word of God is not going to return void, no matter what. So you take the seed. First, you're going to find the right seed, okay? People today are not finding the right seed or the right doctrine. They're all coming up with their own doctrines. I'm not talking about whether we are the only ones who have the true doctrine. I'm saying the Word of God, what Paul said, there's where the true doctrine comes from. It's coming from the Word of God. That is sound teaching. Sound. Do you want to be healthy? What you eat. If you eat junk, you're not going to be healthy. But if you eat really good, sincere milk of the Word, and then you eat the meat of the Word, you're going to grow up. You're going to grow up, and they're going to see you're peculiar. You are peculiar people. I want you to go to 1 Corinthians 3. Because once you get the seed, you put it in the ground. Now, how many of you do this spiritually? We do it in our gardens every day, every year. You go out there, you plant your seed, and I'm a watcher. I gotta watch. And I just watch every day I go out. Is my seed come up yet? In other words, that person who planted that seed has expectation that the Word of God will not return void. It is going to accomplish exactly what I sent it out to do. Now, you water the seed. Who gives the water? The Lord. God brings water. God is the one who brings the rain. He even made it to where we could have a hose and have water. You water the seed. Why do you water it? See, that's the thing. It's like, why did he give you the water? Why did he give you the seed? To plant it, to believe in it. Believe the Word of God, receive it. Now, nurturing that seed, it brings increase. He will even use you in the garden to pluck up the weeds. Pull out those weeds and keep it all nice and clean. And that's where, when you have someone who preaches the whole counsel of God, and I know, I've been told, well, now, if you're going to preach at this funeral, don't be preaching that old salvation message. I can't do that. Don't come into church and preach tithe. People get sick of hearing tithing. You know why? Because they're convicted. There's conviction. You have to have the whole counsel of God. We can't leave out and forget this to please men. You have to please God with the word that comes out of your mouth. So these are living seeds. He died. He was buried. We're on resurrection ground. We're waiting for that seed to bring forth of its own kind. I went over to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. I just thought of something too. You know, I don't know what God will do later, but just by sitting in class and hearing the Word of God, and you begin to teach it, you're going to find out, you'll see how the Lord, He'll lead you in an area, but how that all dovetails everywhere. It just goes everywhere. And He brings all that to your remembrance because of one person. One person letting God have His way. I thought I was going to talk about let. Do you know let is just to submit to the authority? Give it over to another. In Frankie's class, she was talking about when the people are speaking in tongues, and we have to remember this is God's way. This is the way He made it. We are to do this and do what pleases Him. It's got to be decently. It's got to be in order. Not as a man thinketh, as God. And He told Paul to write it down. And you'll go in there and you see, let everyone submit to the authority that's been given you. We just have to yield. He may say, subside. Have you ever been, there's like a whole bunch of doves and they're cooing at an altar? And all of a sudden the worship and pray, but He'll say, subside. And the people get quiet. These little dove wings start just, ooh. You know what's going to happen? God's going to speak. Be still. Now know that I'm God. We're going to benefit the whole body here. And that's when just let go, let God. If God says silence, silence. If He says speak, speak. 1 Corinthians 3. Right here. And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Because we know that babes have to have the sincere milk of the word. Until we get that basic foundation and really understand, then you need to desire the sincere milk of the word with the expectation you're going to grow. I have fed you with milk. And Paul's telling them at Corinth, I fed you with milk and I didn't feed you with meat. For hitherto you're not able to bear it. Neither yet now are you able. You're still not able. He said, I still can't give you what I really want you to get because it all has to be done perfectly, decently, in order. And he said, as long as the Lord says, give you milk, I'm going to give you milk. Because I don't want you to choke. I was in a church, they always gave meat, 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 meat. We got to have a real diet on a table. You don't have people over to eat and just throw a bunch of meat on the table and that's it. You have a balanced diet. Don't feel bad if you need the sincere milk of the word. If you need it, don't stay there. Tell God, I want to grow. I want to grow up. Why? Bring forth fruit unto Him. You're yet carnal. And carnal just means you're walking after the flesh. You're not walking in the spirit. You're walking in the flesh. For whereas there is among you envying, strife, divisions, are you not carnal? That isn't, he said, are you not carnal and walk as men? Question mark. Okay, so we stop there. Meditate on that. Am I carnal, Lord? Am I walking as men? Because He is leading us and guiding us. I always thought, oh, I hated chastening, hated it. But now it's like when He chastens you just to know, because I love you and I'm not going to let you get robbed. I'm not going to let the seed go dormant. I started it, and I'm going to finish it. Are you carnal? That means you walk as men. For while one saith, I am of Paul. Have you ever heard that? Where do you go? Well, I'm of James. Oh, I'm of Jesse's. Oh, I'm Brother Bill's. No. One says I'm of Paul. Another one says I'm of Apollos. Are you not yet carnal? Who's the head of the church? We go to the meeting in Grandview that is led by the power of God. And he's under the headship, and he's been giving this church. He's been told to feed my sheep. Let me tell you, Gene knows those are God's sheep. And he is feeding them. He is nurturing them, bringing them up. That's why he's teaching. I commend you to the word of his grace. Because he knows that's what's going to build you up. That's going to give you an inheritance. Not always tell them everything that's wrong. I had someone call me last night. You know, and what they did was wrong, period, wrong. You know, I'd have to sit and fight with you. Don't even discuss it. And it's like, no. Well, according to my book, and I would go, well, according to my book is where I stand. And I said, that's enough. I won't discuss anymore. And I said, but I do love you. And I do. Paul, who is of Apollos, who then is Paul? Who is he? Well, who is Apollos? Who's the one that planted the seed? Who is that? Who is the one that watered? But they are ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave. Even as the Lord gave to every man, is what you believed and what you're so excited about. All these good things. There were the ministers that gave you that word that he gave them to give you. He seeks counsel, counsel of the Almighty. We must get counsel. People who don't get counsel, go in the scripture and read some of them. They did the wrong thing. They have to do it according to what God says. So then I looked and he said, these are ministers by whom you believed, right? Even as the Lord gave to every man, I have planted. Apollos watered. So Paul said, I was the one who planted it, but God had Apollos here and he watered it. But God is the one that had to give the increase. Do you see that? If you have the seed or you have the water, it came from God, and he gives it to the planter or to the one who's gonna water, and God brings an increase. It starts with him and it ends with him. So then neither is he that planteth anything without God. Neither is he that watereth. It's not that we don't respect them. It's your attitude. Gene taught me this. I love that. Attitude. It's not what you're doing. It's the let God get down into the attitude of your heart. It's no different than paying tithe. You pay tithe because you have to? Do you pay tithe so so-and-so will see? Or do you pay tithe so the pastor sees? You know, what's your attitude in what you're doing? Are you singing for the glory of God? Are you singing to get glory for you? Are you teaching Sunday school just to make it look like you're so smart? See, it's to glorify him is how he has shown me. So neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now, he that planteth and he that watereth are one. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Faithful with what I've given you. What have you done with what I've given you? And that doesn't mean just get up and preach or teach a lesson. What he has given you, this new life, he loved you. How much love have you spread? The joy of the Lord is your strength. How much joy have you spread? You know, not just, it's our deeds, but because of him. It's what he did. That's why Philadelphia said, I know your works. I love it. He said, I know that you have little strength. Do you know we're living in the day of reducing, perilous times, reducing of strength were there. He knows thou hast little strength, but he likes that. I know you have little strength. He loves that when you have little strength, that he can increase it. And it shows your dependence upon God and with everything we do. Now he that planteth and he that watereth, they're one. Every man shall receive his own reward. And that's why I like those seven churches. What part will you be found? Where's your part? And as I keep getting deeper into them, I'm going, ooh, I don't want that reward. Reward according to his own labor. We are laborers. We are laborers together with God. You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. God knows exactly what it's going to take. And I'm thankful for that. The foundation was laid. And everything we receive, we build upon that foundation. It's all Jesus. Every board, every nail, every joint, everything. He had to supply every need according to the grace of God. See, here comes that grace again. It's according to the grace of God. Now remember, grace of God is not what you deserve. If we get that one part, it's not what you deserve. That's why it's so beautiful. A love that loved me just the way I was and showed me, I love you. And I go, Lord, I love you too. Now will you feed my lambs? Because I fed you milk. Will you give them the same milk? Can you show them the way to be saved? Can you show them about that foundation? Feed my lambs. And then they're going to start to grow more. If you keep eating this word, you're going to become you're going to become. As a man thinketh, so is he. Let this mind be in you that's in Christ Jesus. Take this word in. According to the grace of God that is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, another builds thereon. Now see, look at that. As a wise master builder, here he is. Now he says, I have laid the foundation, but did Paul take all of it? No. Here comes another. He builds thereon. And let every man, take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. So what do you have to do? You have to preach Jesus. Jesus. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, he named them all, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work. What sort is it really? What sort is this? When the fire comes, what do we do? What does a hireling do? He runs. He preaches for hire. Something happens, he don't care about you. He runs. That's not love. If any man's work abide, it's tested by fire, and it still abide. It's still continuing on. The only thing that fire did was burn away any dross, because he didn't need it. And God knows. The fire came, and it was like, God ordered it. It's okay. You don't feel like it, but he didn't say we're walking by feeling, we're walking by faith. I choose to believe God. If a man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, you're going to receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he's going to suffer loss. Why? If it burned, it was hay, showy stuff, stubble, hay, wood, stubble. It's all of the humanity. It's all the flesh. His work's going to be burned. He'll suffer loss. You know, I don't think it's just loss in what for him. Think of the people that were robbed because you preached hay, wood, and stubble. Churches not even teaching that we need to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. They're being robbed. Totally robbed. That's what makes me so, it hurts so bad. But I thank God that he knows hearts. He knows. You know, just our little Bible study, there's but one. I know one that is filled, one that wants to be filled, and one that denied they don't want to be filled. They don't want that. But the word of God is being preached, and you can just see the softening. You can see, wow, maybe this is right. But you see, God brings an increase. Just preach this truth. It's true. He'll suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. So in other words, he's still saved, yet so as by fire. Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? So walk in the Spirit. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. So feed it unholy things and see what they become. Keep telling you better do this and you better do that and you better not do that. They're so wandering around in a circle like, I don't know what I can do and what I can't do. Just love Jesus. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Say, I want to run to win him as my bridegroom because the word of God called you. And you believed it and you received it. Believe that he's going to finish what he started in you. You see, those messages, those are building you up. They're giving you the faith, the strength to keep moving on. Press toward the mark. Press toward. Don't stop. Keep going. And you'll get there. My daughter was always last in the track thing. Let me tell you, there was a guy who was crippled, and Julie has never forgotten him to this day. He was right there at that sideline going, come on, Julie, keep going, Julie. Keep going, Julie, you can do this. Keep going, don't stop. Go until you get to the end. And I said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves as the manner of some is as you see the evil day approaching. All the more we need to be there to build up each other, to supply the need, to pray one for another, to encourage them to go on. You know, just because you don't come to church, you don't come just for yourself. You're coming for the body, that you can exhort one another, that you can build them up. I get tore down out there. I don't need to be tore down in a church. We need to build each other up. Tell them how precious you are, how loved you are. Show them that love. Do you love them? He can give you that love. He'll increase it. But that's why we're here. To him be glorified. How can he get any glory if we're not taking in the word of truth? That's what's going to bring glory to him, not our works. Because then men think they have to boast about it. It's like, it's all boasting in him. Like, wow, I couldn't have done this without him. He's so good. Man, that funeral was so beautiful. That man got up here and sang that song. It was like, talk about the Spirit of God taking you right into the presence. And you, it was like I could just see Marge. Just smiling from ear to ear, and they were all rejoicing and singing. And I tuned in with that with my niece when she got saved. Never have I ever heard this in my life, but I heard them singing and rejoicing because one more had been saved in that park in Burlingame. And she said, Aunt Penny, can I tell them I got saved and not you? And I said, yes, you tell them. I said, I already got to hear all the rejoicing because another baby was born. Let's all stand. Father, we just come to you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your word. I thank you, Lord, that you said your word is powerful. And we believe you for that. And we want to be those who the word continues on and on. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Everything that we are is because of you and to be found in Christ. We just thank you, Lord. And I ask you to lead and guide your people. Draw them close to you, Lord. We know there are struggles. But we ask you, Father, that you give them the grace that's needed and take them on further. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.